New year, a new president, and a new business. Now, all you gotta do is sign this last piece of paper, and the club is out.
Yeah, going into business with you.
Don't go getting buyer's remorse, something. Just put your Hancock on the paper.
Yeah, don't look at me like that. I feel like I'm signing a pact with the devil.
Mr. Gaines, don't you trust me?
You know I'm giving up my retirement Winnebago in the Everglades for this.
Mr. Gaines, you could buy a whole fleet of Winnebagos if this club is a success.
Well, what Ron really means is when this club is a big success.
All right, here goes.
That's it. The reggae room is under new management. Go ahead, say it.
But why did I do this?
Lena, if you don't hurry up and make that tuna salad, the tuna's not the only thing that's going to be canned.
You know what, Charmaine?
Lena, I'll see you later.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Whitney, Dwayne, you're looking at the new owners of the reggae room.
Yeah, no, we ain't going to play too much of that island music. No, this is going to be a place where the blues are going to be played. That's what we'll call it. A place where the blues will be played.
No, partner, that's a little too expensive in neon. See,
hey, man, I thought you were just going to manage this club.
Well, Mr. Gaines is holding the mortgage. I just paid part of the down payment.
Where you get it?
Well, I told Mr. Gaines I borrowed it from my pop, so he wouldn't worry.
Where'd you get it?
I borrowed the limit on both my credit cards, man. Yeah.
But that's how Robert Townsend made it.
Yeah.
Oh. But he is now Robert Townsend.
Hey, he ain't the only entrepreneurial brother around, you know? This club is gonna give me a place to showcase my band. Besides, Mr. Gaines and I are perfect partners. With my know-how and my expertise and Freddie's legalese, this is sure winning.
Bye, honey.
Bye, baby.
See ya. You want to talk reality?
Huh?
Let's talk about this 19% you're going to have to pay on this money from the credit card.
Oh, not to worry. According to my calculations, we can almost make that back on opening night. Oh, by the way, that first payment is coming up soon, and I was kind of hoping you could work the bar for me.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Whitley, you could serve some drinks. Where's something about thigh high and low cut? You understand?
Whoa. You want my wife to dress up like a cocktail bunny?
She got experience. She was waitressing serving flip cheeks.
And I got paid, Ronald. $2.50 an hour.
Tell him, baby.
I'll pay you $3 plus tips.
I'll go get some fishnets.
Now, as a bouncer, it's your responsibility to keep the peace.
So what you're saying is I don't get to hurt nobody?
Well, hopefully not.
I'll be damned.
Excuse me.
Huh?
We hear you looking for some bouncers.
Yeah. Y'all know any? I'm sorry, son. You ain't quite built. Thank you.
But between the two of us, we all right.
Well, between the two of you can split one paycheck. Yeah, all right. Say, Gina.
Gina, nothing, honey. I don't work for nobody's minimum wage.
I understand you're in need of an executive assistant. I'm looking to enhance my already stellar resume. I have excellent typing, bookkeeping, and communication skills. Basically, I'm a people person.
Brother Ron, I understand you got a club that's opening up. Let's see, what you need to do is give the people what they want. Some comedy or some genre pudding, you say.
Ty, we're not interested in comedians. We're only interested in booking musicians at the moment.
Oh, I got you, your musician. You know, Ron, I'd be so happy to work your club. What if you did it?
Take your multiple personalities back to psychology class.
Well, you're hired.
Okay? I know. I need a desk, a Rolodex, a good stock of number two pencils, and a plenty of post-its. There's a list.
And baby, get some tape for her mouth, right?
Excuse me, ma'am. This is a private establishment. The doors will open tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. on the dot. If you like reservations, I'll be glad to assist you. I'm the official assistant to the owner of the establishment.
Oh. Well, I'm the official wife to the owner of this establishment. You must be Charmin. Your mouth precedes you.
You.
Here, honey, use some of that hot air and blow up those balloons.
I'm not sure about opening so soon. Tomorrow night?
It's the games. I've done advanced publicity for 3 weeks. People are coming from as far away as Washington. So, Charmaine, how are we doing with these reservations?
Well, I've personally taken 32 of the listed alphabetically and filed accordingly.
Ooh, remind me to give you a raise.
But you're not paying me.
Well, I owe you one.
No, I have to admit, this place is sure beginning to look like a club up in here.
Mr. Gaines, with Troll Nation playing, this isn't a club. This is a gold mine, baby.
Just make sure they know when to show up. Because I ain't paying them for nothing. And don't think I don't know about them no-count musicians, because I'm one myself. Right? If your house on fire,
oh, yeah.
And there ain't no water around.
Place where the blues would play. Ron, somebody named Omar.
Omar, oh, see, Mr. Gaines, there go those no-count musicians. Check it in there. Say, Omar, my main man, my salvation. Hit it. What's going on? Toronto? What do you mean you couldn't say no? No. You see, I'm your manager, and I'm the one that says yes or no. And I say no. Russell Simmons is your manager. Hey, well, that's fine. You know what, babe? I quit.
Now what? What is it?
Mr. Gaines, I will find another opening act by tomorrow night if it kills me.
Well, if you don't, I'd be glad to.
Mr. Gaines, trust me.
I gotta go to the washroom.
If you can't find the opening act, you can't pay your credit cards back.
It's 2:50 an hour, and don't be late.
Honey, I've been looking into your credit options.
Yeah, go ahead and hit me.
What's happening with the entertainment?
We got some good leads, Mr. Gaines.
I figured as much. That's why I called in my four grandnieces.
Your four grandnieces?
Mm-hmm.
What do they do?
Can they sing the Saints? Probably not.
They sing like songbirds. They inspiration in the church.
Oh, Lord.
Exactly. They outside now looking at the buildings. See, they ain't never been to the big city before. Oh, here they come now. I'm the only one in the family that ended up with good eyes, but as you can see, I don't have this lovely hair.
Hi. I'm Ron Johnson, your Uncle Vernon's partner.
I'm Faith.
Hope.
Charity.
Partner.
I'm Faith.
Hope.
Charity.
And I'm Henrietta. And you are?
Terrified. I mean, Terrell.
Pleased to meet you, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
And who's your friend?
Oh, I'm nobody. I ain't nobody.
Henrietta. Please leave him alone.
Sorry. We don't get to meet many boys.
I guess you all have dreamed of careers as professional singers.
Actually, I hope to be a pharmacist.
Ooh. I'm a certified public accountant, but I also dabble in stamp collecting.
And I'm a librarian. I mean, Henrietta's the only one who ever really had an interest in entertainment.
And what in the hell do you want to be?
I want to be an international superstar.
Isn't she great?
Oh, that's wonderful. There's never quite enough of those. I mean, look at LaToya.
Well, come on, girls. Get your coats off now and get up and sing something nice for the folks. Come on, get your coats off.
They're gonna sing. Come on. Okay. Rock of ages, clap for me. Ooh, let me hide.
McMahon, what's happening with the talent search, huh?
The search is over. I'm Henrietta.
What's your name?
Dwayne Wayne. And I'm Mrs. Gilbert Wayne.
Hi.
And you are?
That's Talent.
I'm Faith.
Hope.
Charity.
Those are really, really cute costumes, Ron. They're funny.
And if those are not costumes, those are their real clothes, and the joke is definitely on us.
Wait, did you say that that was the Talent Man?
And what do they do for an encore? Spin wool?
Excuse me.
Huh?
Exactly. How much do you intend to pay us for this engagement?
Oh, well, we don't exactly have a budget, but I'm sure we can work something out.
25% of the door? And 500 off the top.
Oh, she's in charge of the collection plate at Trinity Community.
Hey, yo, Pops. Andrew Dice here. You lost your freaking talent.
How did he get in here? Get out of here. You ain't no slappy white, you know.
You better be serving a whole lot of liquor.
Excuse me, but did you say you'll be selling spirits? Uncle Vernon didn't tell us about that.
Well, you see, ladies, this is a club in the big city. And that's how we make our money, see?
Well, I'm sorry, but we'll have to decline. Come on, girls.
Why? Come on, Henrietta.
Oh, no, listen, I understand. Look, y'all got to do what you got to do. Let me help you with your coach. Drive 55. Those bees. They're going right back to Oak and Skokie where they come from. See, they don't want to sing in a place where alcohol is being served, and I respect
well,
that.
Well, I can see the suspending of alcohol for fine family entertainment. Now, come on, girls, get your coats off now, because you've got to get
your coats off.
Come on, girls, get your coats off.
What are you
talking
about? What are you going to say to him?
I'm going to tell him the truth. His grandnieces stink.
Okay, go ahead. You're gonna break that old man's heart.
Hey, business is business. Mr. Gaines.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy you trusted me to manage the club and you trusted me to book the talent because...
And I'm so pleased that you love the girls. You see, they are the daughters that Velma and I never had.
Oh. Keeping it all in the family, huh?
Uh-huh.
That's what it's all about.
I'm proud of you, honey. You did the right thing.
I'ma slip my wrist.
No. Listen, the girls are gonna be fine. They just need a little...
You can say that again.
Yeah.
Ladies, you know, you sing okay, but you're not gonna be in front of a congregation. You're gonna be in front of a club crowd. You got to work it. See?
What's it?
What's it? It is. You know, come on, you come over here. Start low. Work up high. Arch your back, let it out, and then strut it. Put that hand on your hip, baby. Look at it. Oh, man, come on, and turn on them slow and hit that pose, baby. Now, come on, give me a beat. Let me see something. I want to see some stuff. Strut it, baby. Let it hang out. Feel it. Flow a little faster. No, wait. Henrietta, find the beat, baby. The beat. Spin. Now watch how you don't hurt the woman. Knock the glass off. Don't poke nobody in the eye. Wait a minute.
Now I think I got the hang of it.
Hello, ladies. I'm here to help you. Okay, let's start by taking off these glasses so I can see your pretty little faces. Put them back on you. Blind bets. Follow me. I'm only gonna do this once. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Hey, big daddy, you sure do me right.
And I pray for the big daddy that do. I'm sorry, Ron. I think the Lord has found these girls' callings. I can't do anything with them. I'm sorry. Dwayne,
yeah, baby.
I'm getting that feeling.
Oh, come on, baby. I got you. Come on. Come on.
Wait. What are you doing?
I think I'm going to go to church.
Oh, honey,
that's
I've never
it.
Seen you this depressed. Come on.
I need some healing.
Where did Ron go? We wanted to show him our new step.
Oh,
Well, he had some pressing matters to tend to.
He left because y'all are tired.
Tell the truth.
Girls, your voices are great, but it ain't working.
Well, what's missing?
Well, how about a little bit of this? And definitely a little bit of this.
And a whole
Oh, no. We can't do that.
What do you mean we can't?
No. We did at the church jamboree.
No. Yes, and Mama almost had our hides for it, too.
But Mama ain't here.
But the eyes of the Lord are upon us.
Oh, girl, the Lord gave you those hips. Now use them.
Look, girls, your Uncle Vern has everything he owns riding on this.
Everything?
Everything.
Oh, Lord, maybe we should pray about this.
Well, maybe you should move now and pray later.
Hold up. Excuse me, ma'am. We're going to have to frisk you.
Terrell, how come all the finest sisters seem to be the ones with the security problems?
Ain't that a coincidence?
Welcome to the place where the blues will be played. Yeah. I want to thank all of you for coming. You all know the love of my life. Velma, stand up so the people can see you. Well, I just want to say that I could not have done this if it hadn't been for my partner, Ron Johnson.
Hey, please, no applause. Just throw me some money. I'd like to introduce four very talented young ladies, but I can't.
Well, we want to dedicate this performance to the late, great Dizzy Gillespie. Yeah. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Faith, Hope, Charity, and Henrietta, divine inspiration. Come on, give it to them.
Don't be so shallow.